The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. I will no longer speak much with you, for the ruler of the world is coming. He has no power over me. But the world must know that I love the Father and that I do just as the Father commanded me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
God, and so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And just a little thought for you once again today. You know, one of the most important lessons that the church tries to teach in the Easter season is to understand where Jesus Christ is to be found, with the idea being that he's risen from the dead, he's ascended into heaven, he's no longer walking along the shores of the Sea of Galilee. And where is Christ found? That's one of the most important lessons that the Easter season tries to teach, and that's why during the Easter season you hear every day from the Acts of the Apostles. The message of Acts of the Apostles is that what Jesus did in time, the church is now continuing. And it's almost like the gospel writers must have known that it was going to be hard for people to make that leap from faith in Christ to being able to find Christ in the church. Okay, but that's exactly why you hear this all Easter long, to find the Christ who's no longer visible to our eyes as he was when he walked this earth. And there's an amazing message that I'd like you to hear back from our first reading to help bolster your faith and find the Christ who you need very much in your life today. So Paul and Barnabas are going along here in the first reading from town to town, and they go from Lystra to Derbe to Iconium to Pamphylia to Attalia to Antioch, all these places. What are they doing? Well, they're not just itinerant preachers standing on synagogues and street corners and going from place to place with no particular goal in mind. They're actually establishing parishes as they go. They do three things. It says they appoint presbyters, they lay hands on them, and then they entrust the people to them. Okay, they appoint presbyters. The word presbyter is a Greek word. It just means elder. But did you know that our word priest is just a mispronunciation of the word presbyter? And you could just as well call your priest a presbyter if you wanted to. And in a lot of church ceremonies, like the rite of ordination, they still do. And then they lay hands on them. You ever seen a priest ordained? You ever seen a bishop ordained? It's exactly what they do. It's the rite of ordination. And they're passing along what they received from Christ. And then they entrust the people to the priest, and the priest is responsible to the bishop. What they're doing is they're establishing parishes with all the basic structures that a parish is supposed to have. Priest entrusted to the people, priest responsible to the bishop, and all the modern things that a parish has aren't present yet. There's no diocesan assessment. There's no annual transfer of clergy. And thanks be to God, there's no Bishop's Lenten appeal, right? Not yet. It's coming. It's coming in later chapters of Acts of the Apostles, I'm told. But everything basic is there. Hear the roots of your faith proclaimed. Why? So that you know where Christ can be found, because you need him. And it says that he exhorted the people to persevere and strengthen them in spirit. That's what a parish is supposed to do for you. That's what we're supposed to do for one another. And the only way you can do that is if you come into a living encounter with Jesus Christ. Nothing else in this world is strong enough to strengthen you to face the hardships that you need to face. And our Lord strengthens us and tells us My peace I leave with you. My peace is my gift to you. Not as the world gives do I give. When he said that, he would have used the word shalom. And I'm sure I've mentioned this before, but the word shalom is a great word for peace. It means wholeness, completeness. It means health. It means everything in its right place. That's what Jesus says, I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. You know, the Romans used to use the word pax for peace. And pax just meant a truce. That's all it meant. If you fought a battle with an enemy, when it was over, you signed a piece of paper. A piece of paper was called a pax, P-A-X. The world gives peace by taking away conflict. Christ gives peace by making you whole and complete. The paradox of that is that it doesn't come without a fight, without a struggle. It's easy to keep God's commandments. The hard thing to do is to persevere in keeping God's commandments, because you always slouch back into your same old faults, don't you? Don't all answer me at once, okay? You know the answer is yes. And you have to persevere, and you get up and you try again and again. It's very, very hard. And the consequence of that struggle is peace. And once you've got it, you can finally give it to other people. You can only give to somebody else what you've got spilling out of you, overflowing out of you. You cannot give what you do not have. So for the sake of those we love, we fight that good fight and fill up with our Lord's peace, knowing where he is found. Can I tell you just a tiny little bit about our saint today? Just a tiny little bit. Saint Christopher Magallanes, he was a priest in Mexico. He was executed by firing squad in 1927. You know what his crime was? He said Mass and he baptized a baby. That was his crime. Because it was strictly forbidden, the whole Catholic faith. Parishes were closed in certain regions of Mexico. And they lined him up by a firing squad, and he came out with the deepest serenity. And he says, I die innocent, and I pray that one day Christ will reunite you all to the faith. And you know, when you stare down the barrel of a gun, it has a tremendous power to clarify and focus your thinking. And it really puts to the test what you think your beliefs are. It's in the saints that we see the truth of what we believe. Fight the good fight, persevere, and enter into our Lord's peace, that his peace might be in you, and that your peace might be something you can spread to others. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us to do that today. Saint Christopher Magallanes, pray for us.